Blog Talk Radio.
It's not over.
Life over you today. Every person listening wants you to understand, no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit.
It ain't over. It ain't finished.
Remember that you're called.
It ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what you think. It ain't over until God says it's over. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask that Evangelist Ursula, if she'll just give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Pastor and Pastor Bill. And I just thank God for the opportunity, Pastor Beasley. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. To be in the midst where God is. Hallelujah. We thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you that we could come together on one accord to lift your name on high. We thank you, God, for the fellowship, hallelujah, that we could come together on one accord, God. It's all about you, Lord, and we thank you. We lift your name on high this morning, hallelujah. We exalt you, God. You good all the time, and all the time you good. We thank you, God, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for loving us and putting you on the inside of us, God. Thank you, God, hallelujah, that you made a way for us, God. The curtain fell when Jesus hung his head, hallelujah. Nothing separates us from you no more, God. Jesus did it all, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I humble myself this morning, God, to come to your feet this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for perfect life and a sound mind, perfect health in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that I walk in perfect health in Jesus' name. I bind sickness, death, and disease far from us in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I thank you, God, that you gave us dominion and authority in your life, your death, and your resurrection. I thank you, God, hallelujah, that it's been done, it's finished, it's over. Hallelujah, God. Help us to walk in it. Help us to talk in it. Help us to line our conduct up according to your word, God. It ain't about us, but it's all about you, God. Hallelujah. Help us to continue to give you the glory, honor, and praise. You're worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. Who are we that you are mindful of man, God? You said you made us a little above the angels. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you love us so much, God. Thank you that you never give up on us, God. Thank you that you are God of many chances. Hallelujah. Thank you that it ain't on us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You knew we couldn't pull it off. Hallelujah. You knew we fall short. Hallelujah. Forgive us, God, when we stick our feet in the world, God. Forgive us when we're in the flesh and not in the spirit, God. Forgive us when our minds go off away from you, God. Draw us back to you. Hallelujah. Pull us back to you, God, when we want to wander. Hallelujah. Draw us back to you, God. We love you, God. We live to please you. Hallelujah. Help us, God. Open up the portals of heaven and help us, God. Help us to be better Christians, better men, better women, better fathers, better mothers, better grandparents. Oh, God, help us to be better, God. Help us to mimic you, God. Help us to love unconditionally. Clean our heart up, oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Wash us in the blood, God. Saturate us in your presence. In the name of Jesus, give us the fire and the desperation for you, God. Keep us knocking and seeking and searching for you, God. We want to go to higher levels, higher dimensions, and deeper depths in you, God. In the name of Jesus, rivers of pour water in our belly, Lord. We need you. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula.
Yes, Lord.
Only reason I said thank you because I am thankful. Today is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. And we want to get started here. If I have to step away for a minute, Pastor, I want you to just take over. But this is Thankful Thursday. Anyone want to be thankful for the scripture or thankful for whatever. We know everybody's thankful. We get that. But, hey, you may have a special scripture that really touched you, and you thankful for that. Well, we'd like for you to come forward. Just press 1. We let you in. Matter of fact, I just open up the whole studio for right now.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
We just don't want people walking on top of each other. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In everything, give thanks. So whatever you got, give thanks for. Whatever you want to give thanks for. The Bible says in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I thank Pastor for that song. I thank Evangelist Ursula for that powerful prayer. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the scripture is Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 18. And
yes.
I'll go ahead. Daddy said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And here come my favorite part in here. It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all things. Amen. Amen. So I love this scripture because it's telling us to put on the whole armor of God, and then it gives us everything that we need to put on. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I think in the Message Bible it says we have an indispensable weapon, and that's the word of God. Amen. We have to put on the whole armor of God. Don't go out half dressed now. You need to put on everything. Amen. Praise God. So I'm thankful for that scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
John 7:37. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this is about concerning the Spirit. Believing in him will receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Thank you. Hallelujah. If Jesus had been glorified, he'd have been here. Hallelujah. And he lived. And thank you for the Holy Ghost, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Word of God, and thank you for the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, when I leave, when I leave, greater works I leave with you that you'll do through the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I believe that. I believe we can speak and be healed. I believe that we can walk by faith that move mountains. I believe it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm in agreement too. Amen.
Amen.
We know nothing impossible for God. Nothing.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we can lean and depend on Him. Hallelujah.
You can
he
say
will
it and it will come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And no weapon against us shall prosper. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
praise
you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I thank God for you all. Anyone else? Because I know one thing, Pastor, you really hear from God, because that's one of the things the Lord then told me. He told me this morning. I read some stuff. I've been studying some stuff.
We're
going to have to talk about where Satan attacks us at. We're going to have to remember there's baby Christians out here. And I'm thankful for the scriptures. I'm thankful for the very fact that God told me, that He wants me to let the people know Satan has staged an attack against us. Listen, brothers and sisters, if he can blind your mind, what else can he do?
All right.
But you got to know where the battleground's at. And you got to pick your battle. And
most of all,
you got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. See, that's what we got to do. That's what Adam refused to do, is to stay in the power of God. He got outside the power of God, and he didn't realize Satan had been fighting wars. Satan had been fighting wars. He started a war in heaven. Hello, somebody.
Come on now.
He got experience. And Adam wasn't aware of all these strategies and wiles and all these tricks that Satan played. I mean, he loaded with them. And I think the church done went to sleep on Satan because they've been deceived. They've been deceived by these material things. But we're going to talk about the main target of Satan. Satan's main target. And hopefully we're going to be talking about the guide to spiritual warfare. We need we need to have the scriptures that tells us what we're to do. Because he is defeated. But is he defeated in your life? See, saying that doesn't make him defeated. It's doing that.
All right,
it's recognizing that he is the prince of the air. He's the prince of this world. He is the God of this world. Saying it doesn't mean anything, but do you know it? Do you recognize it? Do you believe it?
See,
the Bible says overcoming the enemy. He's not God's enemy. Why? That's the thing I wish most people get and understand. Satan is not God's enemy. He is our adversary.
All right.
See, because God went on and fired him. After he made him and he didn't want to do what he was created to do, God fired him, kicked him out. That's what happened. And what he does is he has these hidden agendas, and we'll think we're doing stuff, and it's not. It's Satan and his wickedness. That's why in order to overcome the world, or the wicked one, which is the world, you can't fall in love with this stuff. You got to start renouncing some things. You got to renounce some things. I listened to Evangelist Erskine prayer. You got to renounce some things. Yeah. You got to renounce anything that don't look like God.
All right. Amen.
And tell it to hit the door.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So,
if you're not part of that, so does the devil, you got to renounce the devil. And all of his works, brothers and sisters. See, he does a lot of vain stuff. A lot of what Satan offers is a lot of vain stuff. That's why the Bible says, submit yourself therefore to the Lord. That is the first and foremost great thing you can do in this warfare is submit to your superior officer. Submit to him. And say, Lord, what do I need to do? And here's what God's going to show you. He's going to say, finally now, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's where our strength is there. That's what Jesus used. That's what Jesus used.
Mm-hmm.
He used the word of God. Now, how you going to use something any different? Hello, somebody.
Come on. Say it.
You going to have to use that word just like Christ did, and you got to be skillful at it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to stand on it. You got to mean it. You got to mean it like God. You got to say heaven and earth to pass away before one jot killed of the word. You ain't moving off of it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You don't care about sickness. You ain't moving off of it.
Amen.
You stand on that word no matter what. Come hell, high water. I'm staying on the word of God. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm staying with God's word.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
And Pastor, are you able to take over for a few minutes?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Those scriptures from the Message Bible also. It says a fight to the finish. That's what we have to know. We and a fight to the finish. And so from the Message Bible, Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, and that about wraps it up. God is strong, and he wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you. Well-made weapons, best material, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for peace, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. So there we have it. That's why I say put on the whole armor of God, everything.
Yeah.
We need it all. Yes, we do. We need the helmet. And we need the breastplate. Praise God. We need our feet protected. Because, you know, when you think about the soldiers when they go to battle, they are equipped for the battle. They are ready. They have a helmet on. They have some kind of shield to protect them. They have those big, thick boots on. They have their weapon, you know. So they are prepared for battle. So we should also be prepared for battle. And that's why I love reading Ephesians 6, because it tells us what we need for this spiritual battle that we're in. So we just, you know, we need the whole thing, everything. And I like it what it said, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. That's what we, you gotta fight with the Word of God. Amen. Yeah. Just like Jesus did when he was tempted of the devil over there in Matthew 4. I think Pastor had mentioned that, you know, I think, let me just get over there and read that. Because after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, then who came? Then the queen came to tempt him.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Reading from the King James, let me find that. The fourth chapter, beginning with the first verse, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards a hunger. I would be too, amen. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and seated on a pedestal of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Amen. So you know if he tempt Jesus, you know he gonna tempt us as well. Amen. But Jesus overcame with the word. And so we too have to overcome with the word of God. That's why we got to know God's word. And we got to know it for ourselves. That's why we got to hide that word in our hearts. But when we have it in our heart, can't nobody take it away. When it's time to do battle, that word will come to mind and you can fight and be like Jesus says, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen, amen. So that's what we have to do. Amen. That's why I put on that whole armor of God so you can fight. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. I love that scripture. I love all the scriptures because they all the word of God is encouraging. And it is encouraging for us, and it teaches us how we should act and how we should carry ourselves as well. Amen. So no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Stand on God's word. No matter what it is you're facing, no matter what it is you're going through, know that you are covered under the blood and you have to, you put on that whole armor of God. Every day when you get up, before you go out, put on the whole armor of God. Continue to preach, to speak that word. Continue to ask God to open up our understanding so that when we go out, we know what to say and when to say it. Amen. So we know the enemy come as a thief. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. But guess what? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So is anyone else on this thankful Thursday? Amen. Well, we thank God for each and every one. We'll see everybody tomorrow for the Word at Noon.